USA Radio News.
Just before 7 o'clock Eastern Time, former President George W. Bush was shaking hands with mourners at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Bush had a moment of silence beside the casket with his father, who's lying in state. He then greeted people, shook hands. Bush was accompanied by his wife, Laura, and brother, Jeb, and many of the other family members were in attendance as well. After being briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel, even more senators are convinced that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I went into the briefing believing it was virtually impossible for an operation like this to be carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge. I left the briefing with high confidence that my initial assessment of the situation is correct. There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Police in Costa Rica who've been searching for a missing American tourist have found a body near the apartment that she was renting. Carla Stefanik's brother Mario says he's in disbelief, but he's not giving up.
We truly believe she's been kidnapped. She's a person that is always into social media, very communicative, and this is why this is so strange.
Ohio State head football coach Urban Meyer announced he's officially retiring after the Rose Bowl game against Washington on New Year's Day. Meyer says he has some health issues he needs to address.
I dealt with, in 2014, had that surgery, and then it recurred last year. I started dealing with some issues last year.
New Ohio State football coach Ryan Day says he's ready to take over the reins.
You have my word that I'm going to give everything I have to continue the tradition of excellence and winning that this program has enjoyed during its storied career.
Meyer does say, though, he will still be involved in the program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole is among those paying respects to the late President George H.W. Bush. Dole was helped out of his wheelchair so he could stand and salute Bush's flag-draped casket. George H.W. Bush's Vice President Dan Quayle talks about this moment on Fox News.
Yeah, I served with Bob Dole in the Senate. He's a good friend. I saw Elizabeth yesterday, his wife, and I asked how the leader, I always still call him the leader, I said, how's the leader doing? She says, he's doing fine. He's going to come tomorrow to pay his respect, and he'll be at the National Cathedral on Wednesday.
Quayle also shares what it was like to be Bush's running mate back in 1988.
Well, the process was quite intense. I got a call from him right after the Democrat convention. And then there was 3 weeks of vetting before the Republican convention when it was announced. But he did call and say, I'd like to consider you for vice president. And I said, well, it's a great honor. I said, you know, obviously I want to talk to Marilyn and our children, and I'll get back to you tomorrow. He said, no problem, just call me back tomorrow. So at night at that dinner table, let's see, they would have been about 12, 10, and 8, thereabouts. And I said, well, Vice President George Bush called me today and he wants me to be my running mate. And my wife, she was all in. She said, absolutely, you've been looking at this. You know, you've known George Bush for a long time. You'll be, you know, be great.
Please remember, you can check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.